We are learning Masech the Soita, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning approximately 8 lines from the top by the two dots. Said in the Mishnah that Yosef was Zoyche, that Moshe Rabbeinu was busy with his burial, with his Kvura, just like he was busy with Yaakov's Kvura. So Gemara is going to talk about the Kvuras Yaakov right now, the first Gemara. Later on, the Gemara is talking about the Kvuras Yosef. It says, Maishtom Mi'ikara, it says when Yaakov was Nifter, and Yosef brought his Arin to Eretz Yisrael, to bury in Eretz Yisrael. It says in the Pasuk, the first Pasuk says, Vayal Yosef likbaras aviv, vayalu itoy kol avdei parei, and all the avdei parei went with him, v'ziknei beis v'chol ziknei Eretz Yisrael. And the next Pasuk says, v'chol beis Yosef v'echov beis aviv rak tapav m'soinam v'karon oz v'eretz goshen. So in order, it says that Yosef brought his father, and who went with him? The avdei parei. And then it says, v'chol beis Yosef. So we marked him, the avdei parei, to the beis Yosef, to the family of the brothers of Yosef. When they came back, it says in the Pasuk Chsiv, Yashav Yosef Mitzrayimah, who, ve'echov, him and his brothers, v'chol oylem itoy, likbar esavim. So here, it's makdim, the brothers, before the Mitzrayim. So all of a sudden, we see there's a different situation when they're coming back. What's the pshat? So Gemara says, Amrav Yechna, metchila atchalei rov v'kvayim shal Yisrael, lo yinagu ben kavid, until they saw the kavid of Yisrael, of Klal Yisrael, of the Shvatim, so the Mitzrayim weren't noyag b'hem kavod. They thought, okay, these brothers of Yosef, they're probably not royal for Malucha, it's not really a Malchus Degah family, a royal family. Okay, Yosef became a king, but their brothers, they're nothing special. But when they saw the kavod of the Levaya, which we'll speak out soon in the Gemara, noyag b'hem kavod. Therefore, after they saw the kavod of the Levaya that Yaakov Avinu had, the Mitzrayim was starting noyag b'hem kavod. They saw this family is a family of royalty. Tichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, regarding when they brought Yaakov Avinu to be buried, said they evaluated Garin Atad. They got to a place called Garin Atad. The Chigarin Yeshla Atad. Do they make a garden out of thorns? Atad of thorns. A garden is like a garden. Do they make gardens out of thorns? Do they make a garden out of thorns? So what does it mean? Amravo melamed shekifu kesarim la'aroyin she Yaakov. They circled the Aroin of Yaakov with crowns. Chigarin Yeshla given lay Atad. Just like a garden, you protect it with thorns around it to protect the garden. What was the story? Why? How did the crowns land up around the Aroin of Yaakov, around the Aroin of Yaakov? Shabo, B'nai Esav, B'nai Yishmael, B'nai Ketura, it says they came to Mechama. The B'nai Esav, B'nai Yishmael, B'nai Ketura came from Mechama. Tana Kulam, the Mechama Bo. And why did they come from Mechama? The Rasha learns the Pshat was because they wanted to stop them from burying him in Eretz Canaan. Bo, so they came from Mechama. Kivin Shiro, Kisa Shiyasav, Talib Aroin Shiyakov. Once they saw the crown of Yosef, Talib Aroin Shiyakov, they realized it was Yaakov Avinu who was Nifter, and he was like the Rosh HaMashpacha. They were considering him like the Rosh HaMashpacha. They're all from the same family, you realize. They, I don't know, they didn't know exactly what was going on. Now they saw that it was Yosef was a king, and this was the offspring of Yaakov, and Yaakov was their part of their family, and Yaakov Avinu had, was Zechat, her son was a king. They started giving different type of kavod, and they all took off their crowns and put it on the Aron. When they saw Talib Aron Shiyakov, not to Kulam Kisraim, but Talib Aron Shiyakov, they put on the Aron Shiyakov. Tana, Shloshim Ashisha Ksarim Nitlub Aron Shiyakov. 36 Ksarim landed on the Aron Shiyakov. What's the Cheshbon? One of Yosef. The other 35 were the 12 Nasim of Yishmael, which is brought down the Psukim, that Yishmael had 12 different Roshim Mishpacha, and the 23 Alufim that are counted by Esav. And the Rashi asks, it says there's 20, if you count it up as 25. He says Taman and Knaz were counted twice. So he asks, if you don't count the things that are counted twice, why is Karach was counted twice? There's two types of Karachs. Was Karach from Bnei Elifaz, and one was from Bnei Elivama. I can put them all together 35, plus, because 12 and 23 is 35, plus the one of the Kesar of Yosef is 36 Ksarim circled the Aroin of Yaakov Avinu. The other Farshim, including Rasha, are bothered by this because Pashat Alufim were in the future, weren't at this point. But upon him, that's the Rashi learns. By Yistu Shah Misbid Gadol, they made a big hesped. It wasn't a big hesped. The covered Mari, the big hesped and a very heavy hesped. Tana Filah Susim Vafilah Chamarim. Even the Susim and Chamarim joined in part of the hesped. The Farshim say that they starved the Susim and the Chamarim that day and they were neighing and making noise. That came part of the hesped. When they got to Maris Machpelah, Asa Esav shows up and he's come back. He says, what do you mean? This is my portion. This is my plot to be buried in. Amalahem told him, Mamri Kirisa Arba, Yichavroin. But Rabbi Yitzchak, he didn't speak this out, but we know that from Rav Yitzchak's memra, the Messiah was, and Esav knew this, there are only four couples, only room for four couples in the Maros Achayla. But only it's a curious Arba, Arba Zugas Hayu. There are four couples, four pairs. Adam Chava, that's two, Avram and Sarah, that's another two people, two couples, Yitzchak and Rivka, third couple, and Yaakov Velea. He didn't say that, but no, there's only room for four couples. So Zokt Esav, Iu Kavra Leia. He took his portion and gave it to Leah. Now there's one portion left, that's mine. Behind the pie is the deal. The other portion is mine. Because we're both brothers, we're going to split it. I'm taking one, he's taking one. He took one already for Leah, the other one's mine. Amru Leah, Zavinte, you sold the Bechaira, you sold it to Yaakov. Amru Lahu, so Esav answered, Nidiz Vina Becheruse, I sold the Bechaira. Pshitusa means vini. Did I sell the pshitusa? Did I sell my regular portion? All I sell was my bechira. Now, if you sell your bechira, so you get pishnayim. So the Marsha already says that what he means to say is so. Dr. Marsha, pirish Rashi lo etal pishnayim el kamayu. Nearish adik lefarish kain lo imacha esav Yaakov esav bechira ella so yitol pishnayim. But lo yitol Yaakov pishnayim of him. When the Marsha learns when he sold the bechira, he didn't sell the bechira, meaning that. He gave him pishnayim, gave Yaakov the pishnayim. What he did was, he just made it even now. He just made it that we're both even. He sold his right to be double, but now they're both even. That's what he did over here. Zok, that's what his tiny was. He says, you know what, this is mine. Amalahu, nehidus vini bichirusa, epshidim ezizavn, amalah in. You sold that also. The chesiv says in the pasuk, but kivri asher karisili. It says there, the apostic that. He gave all this money. This was when Yosef was telling over the story to Parah. He says, "Obvious biyani lemar hine noichi meis bekivri asher karisli be'eretz Canaan." So that was a lashon he used. That his father, this kaver that his father dug. That's karisli means. But Rav Yechon doesn't mean that. But Rav Yechon, I'm sure Rav Yechon said like ain't kira lashon mechira, which means he bought it. Shem kracha yom kerel mechira kira. So really, the truth is that you're right. Maybe there should have been each have one portion. But Lamaisa Yaakov Avinu bought that portion from Esav. Amalahu, havelu igarta. So show me the star mechira. Amrulei. So they answer. Shvatim answered. Igarta ba arad Mitzrayim. We left the star mechira in Mitzrayim. Oman Nezel. Who should go get it? Nezel Naftali. Naftali should go. The kol kayalsa. He's quick and swift like a yalsa, like a deer. What's the English word for a yalsa? A hind? It's a type of deer. It was very, very, very quick. Send Naphtali, he'll run to Mitzrayim and get it. Tachsim Naphtali Yalo Shlucha. Hanoyis Nimre Shefa. And we darshin, this is a pasuk that Yaakov Avinu is bracha to Naphtali. And we darshin, Om Ravavo says, I'll take Imre Shefer, I'll Imre Sefer. He ran to get the Imre Sefer, what says it in the star. Lamaisa, in the meantime, Chushim Bered Don, Chushim, the son of Don, the only son of Don, Taman Hava, he was there. He was hard of hearing. Omar Lahu, my high, what is going on here? Why not burying Yaakov? The Zayd Yaakov. Ravalei, Koma Akiv, hi, the Osi Naphtali Maro, waiting till Naphtali comes back, Maradim Mitzrayim, to bring the star. Omar Lahu, Va'ad, the Osi Naphtali Maradim Mitzrayim, Yavi Abi Abba Mutu Vazayin, and now till Naphtali comes back, our grandfather Sittim Vazayin, and no one's going to bury him. Shokal Kulfa, he took out a stick, Umachia Ereshe, and he hit him on the head, and Nosron Eineha, and his eyes fell out, but Nofla Kara de Yaakov, and it fell on the Kara de Yaakov, on the lap of Yaakov, on the feet of Yaakov, to his feet. Usually we learn his head came off, he was his Eineim fell off. Actually, Tyson Gittin talks about, there's a Mashmais, there was Yehuda, and here it's Mashmah, it was Chushma Don did it. So Tyson there says that, the Chushim just gave a good zetz and knocked out his eyes. And Yehuda came and finished off the job and killed Esav. Akaponim, Ayin, and Taisus and Gittin, Dafnun, Hayim, and Beis, Devar Maschel, be Yehuda. But Akaponim, Chushim came here and knocked him out, and he died right then and there. And it landed up on the lap of Yaakov Avinu or on his feet, and he opened his eyes. Paschinu Yaakov Leinau, Yaakov opened his eyes, and he left. Ayin, says an apostle, Yitzmach Tzadik. The tzaddik's gonna be happy. Gichaza nakam. He saw the nakama. Pa'amav yirchas v'dam harasha. His feet were washed in the dam harasha. Akapanim Yaakov Avinu he's dead already, but he opened his eyes and he saw the nakama take place. That day, that time, was a skyman of Rivka. Because Rivka tainted They told Yaakov to go away to love him, because the chsiv, she said, Loma eshkol gam shnechem yamechad. Why should I lose both of you in one day? And Lamaisa, a similar thing happened. Even if they died the exact same day, kfurosam miyav yamechad. Lamaisa, the kfuru was the same day. So Gemara says, Ad kan, the maisa that happened, v'shas the kvura of Yaakov Avinu. Now Gemara has a question. V'loy asik v'yosef, achav le'maskeve? L'maisa, at the end of the day, we're saying, Yosef took charge, and he's the one who buried Yaakov Avinu. L'maisa, if Yosef wouldn't have done it, the achav wouldn't have done it. V'achsev, it says in the pasuk, v'yisu Yosef bonav Yitzchak. You see, the brothers were very involved in taking Yaakov Avinu to Eretz Shal for Kivura. And therefore, the Gemara's question really is that why did they let Yosef take all the credit and Yosef be the only one? Like, look at the Rashi. We know who buried Yaakov? Yosef. They would have also done it. So why did they let him just take it? And they also helped also. And they would have done it if Yosef wouldn't have been there. So why did they let Yosef take all the credit? So Gemara answers, the reason is, it's a bigger covered that it should be al shame that Yosef was the one who buried Yaakov Avinu more than Stam Adyaitis, because Yosef was a melech. So that was gufa covered for Yaakov Avinu to say that was Yosef who buried him, which Yosef was a melech, was a king, then Stam Adyaitis to bury Yaakov Avinu. So the mission says further, Milonu Godol me Yosef, who is bigger than Yosef, who buried Yaakov Avinu, and then Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the biggest, he's the one who buried Yosef at Tzadik, who took the bones at least of Yosef at Tzadik, he didn't actually bury, but he brought his bones from Mitzrayim to close to Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara is going to show you here the story of how Moshe Rabbeinu got the bones of Yosef, so on and so forth. Come and see how Chaviv, how precious the mitzvahs were to Moshe Rabbeinu. Kol Yisrael kum asko biza. Gantz Kol Yisrael was busy collecting the loot from the Mitzrayim. Who is asking the mitzvahs? He was busy with mitzvahs. Remember, this is a pasuk. Chacham leiv yikach mitzvahs. Chacham leiv takes mitzvahs. Doesn't take the money. Takes mitzvahs. Umenayin hayyedeya Moshe Rabbeinu heichin Yosef kavu. How do you know where Yosef was buried? Omru.
He didn't have a mitzvah to
ask. Huh?
He didn't have a mitzvah to be busy with it.
Yosef was mitzvah? Moshe was mitzvah? Mitzvah, yeah, exactly.
With
Biza?
With the money.
No, but they when they got enough, they weren't mitzvah to keep them going. Instead, they had to schlep them away. They had to schlep them away. They took some extras also. The mitzvah was to come with Rechus Gadol. Then there's a different level. It says they're vayasa, they had to schlep them away. They're busy collecting money. And also, even the mitzvah is also a mitzvah. Is also a mitzvah. The mitzvah is still better than money. How did Taki find Yosef? We didn't know how to know where Yosef is buried. He wanted to have two pshatim. Amru, Serach Bas Asher, Neshtarim Oisei Adar. Serach Bas Asher was left over from that dar. Serach Bas Asher was alive when the Yidden came to Mitzrayim. So he was in that dar of Yosef. She was in that dar of Yosef. Halach Moshe Eslam. Moshe went to her to find out where is Yosef buried. Amalah, Klum At Yadas, Echen Yosef Kavod. Do you know where Yosef was buried? Amalah, Aroin Shal Matches, Osula Mitzrayim. They made a metal aron, a metal casket, for kavu benilus, and they dropped it into the nilus on aron, into the river nilus. Kadesh is baruchu meimam, in order that the water should get benched, because in Mitzrayim it doesn't rain a lot, and all the irrigation comes from the nilus. Make irrigation canals, and the nilus overflows and goes into these canals, these little irrigation canals, and therefore, as a schos, they threw Yosef at tzaddik's casket in order to make the water gebenched. So halach Moshe v'amalas fast anilus. Amalo Yosef Yosef. Begia eis shishva karis baruch hu shenigar alaschem. It came a time that karis baruch hu is going to be take us out of Mitzrayim. Ve'egia shvuah shishva at Yisrael. And you made the Klal Yisrael make a shvuah that they're going to bring your v'halisim as atzmoisai mizeh itachem to bring your bones. Im atamara atzmcha mutav. If you show yourself good. But if you don't show yourself, then we are potter from the shvuah. And all of a sudden, up came floating the orin of Yosef. The barzel does not float. It usually goes down to the bottom. It's heavy. We have a pasuk. We have a pasuk regarding Elisha. By Elisha, there was a fellow who borrowed a certain tool. And he lost part of it in the water. And he came to Elisha and he said, you know what, I lost my barzel, my piece of metal, and it's borrowed. What should I do? The pasuk says, but yeah, echad mapala kaira. So he's knocking down a kaira, or cutting a kaira, cutting a beam. There's a barzel, and the barzel fell into the water. And he asks Elisha, "Ha adoni, who shall? What shall I do? It's borrowed." So Elisha says, "Oh no, enough! A widow fool." By Yareos and Malkan, Vyaksiv eight, he took a eight. Vyashach Shom and Vyotzer Barzel started floating. Elisha made an ace that the Barzel started floating. Elisha is a Talmud of Eliyahu Navi. Eliyahu Talmid Shal Moshe. Eliyahu is a Talmud of Moshe. What does it mean, Talmud of Moshe? So Rashi says it means that not that he learned Mamash of Moshe, he learned the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. But other Farshim say, Lefida Medrash, that Eliyahu was Pinchas, he taka learned from Moshe. He was Pinchas, learned from Moshe. Learned from Moshe. So Tzof Barzel upon him. Madach, Elisha was a Talmud of Eliyahu, was a Talmud of Moshe. He had the Kayach to make Barzel float. Moshe Rabbeinu himself, of course. So that's how it happened. That's the first pshat. The first pshat is, went to Sarach Bas Asher, and he said it was thrown into the Nilus. She said it was thrown into the Nilus, and they got it out. Now, Tosfos points out that why do you have to go to Sarach? L'chor, Machir, and Yo'er ben Menashe, who were alive in Yaakov's days, and they were from the Baye Aretz, they were still alive, and they were still alive also. They're the Baye Aretz, they came to Eretz Yisrael, and they were also in Yaakov's days, like in the parish of Eichi. It says, they were nailed by Yaakov. So L'chor, why didn't you ask them? What?
Where did you say they went to Eretz Yisrael?
So that is brought down in the Merva Bashad of Kofchaval, the archers over there, that they came to Eretz Yisrael. They're from the people came to Eretz Yisrael. It could be in the Sugar of Neis Slavcha. In the Sugar of Neis Slavcha there, because these are the family of Neis Slavcha. That family is Mavuya there, that he was, that they made it to Eretz Yisrael. Because they got the Chalukah with the Neis Slavcha. So Tyson's Kasha is, that Lechaira, why did you ask Machir V'yar? So Tyson's answered, because they went to Sarach because the Soid HaGa'ulo was Nimsala Sarach. She knew about the Pakot Bekarati, and they went to her anyway to find out the Soid HaGa'ulo about the Gula, because the Bnei Ephraim, or the Bnei Menashe, they said the Bnei Ephraim didn't figure out the Kates well, they left 30 years early. So therefore, the Sarach was the person they went to when they wanted to know the Messiah of the Soid HaGa'ulo, and therefore it makes sense you'll ask her this question also. That's what Taisa says, that's where they went to Sarach. Akapon, the first mahalach is that the Aaron was in the Nilus and they got it out. Rav Nosson Omer, Bekarbonet Shem Alachim HaYakavar. He was buried in the section where the kings are buried, in that chamber of the kings, where the kings are buried. So Halach, we didn't know which are all the Aaronis look exactly the same. You have no idea which one's Moshe, Rabbeinu's Aaron. Halach, which one's Yosef Atzadik's Aaron. So Halach Moshe, V'omer Al-Karbonet Shem Alachim, he stood at the doorway of his chamber. Omar, he said, Yosef, it came to the time when Akash Baruch said he's going to give us a gula. And it came time to kind of shvua that you made the Klai Yisrael swear. Good. We are part from the shvua. But at that time, the Arenus of Yosef shook, and he sees to himself that this is the Aron of Yosef. Not the Moshe. He took the Aaron, the Viu Etzlein, he brought it with him. B'chol Oitzin Shonim, all the years in the Midbar, Shayishah v'Midbar, Hayushnei Aaronis Halalu, the two Aaronis were in the Midbar, always with Klai Yisrael. Echad Shal Meis, one of the Meis, which is the Yosef HaTzadik, Ve'echad Shal Shechina, and one of the Shechina. U'mahachim Zem Zem, they went side by side, Ve'ayrim Meshav V'ayrim, Ma'at Tivin Shashay Aaronis, what are these two Aaronis? And he used to tell them, Omru, Echad Shal Meis, one is Shal Meis, which is Yosef HaTzadik's Evarim, So they asked back, is that a normal thing, that darkish oilam, you put the Aron of Meis together with the Aron of Shechina? Amru. So they answered, yeah, Kayim Zeh, Komash Kosh Zeh. It's to a remez that Yosef Tzadik was Kayim. Whatever it says here in the Saras Adibris, in the Aron of the Shechina, that's what says in the Aron of, that's what happened to Yosef Tzadik also. And the Rashi brings down a medrash that, like it says in the Saras Adibris, Anoichi, and it says also a lashon by Yosef Tzadik, Hasachas Lakim Anoichi. And it says another example, the Layir Cha, and Exiv, and it says Layir Cha says in the Rosh Hashanah, and it says by Yosef Tzadik also Elikim Ani Yarei. So it makes a bunch of contrast between the two, Shabbos and Yosef Tzadik says Tevayach Tevach V'Hachin, which means Erev Shabbos, to prepare the food for Erev Shabbos. But upon him, the remez of this, the simon of this two Aronis word, that kayim zeh kol ma'ase kasa v'zeh. So the Gemara just asks, v'loy osik be Moshe Yisrael of Maskebe? L'maisa, if Moshe would not, which means, how did Klai Yisrael leave Moshe to misasik boy levade? Weren't they worried about the Shvuah? And And don't tell me that they wouldn't, the Taka weren't worried. Well, prove is they were worried. You see, after Moshe Rabbeinu died, they Taka took charge. They're actually the ones who brought it into Eretz Yisrael, was Klal Yisrael. So the question is, so why did they leave Moshe to be the one to be Misastik? Why didn't they take charge? Then don't tell me that they didn't care about it, because at the end of the day, they Taka took care of it at the end. Vesu Eloi Askave Yisrael, and even if you say that Klal Yisrael wouldn't do it, so Bonav Leim Askave, wouldn't his children take care of his Aaron? V'achsev is in the pasuk. V'ayul Bnei Yosef Lenachla. You see that when that the kever of Yosef was to the children Lenachla, which means that was Chava Leim. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says La'achar Shenifter Moshe Bonav Mi Loyav Askave V'Heichinichu Bonav Es Sharam Es Askave. So why did they let? It's like a double question. First of all, in the first place, why did Klal Yisrael let Moshe take care of the Aaron and take full charge? Why didn't they get involved, do it all together? And then, after Moshe Rabbeinu dies, why does the children let the Klal Yisrael take care of it? Why didn't they take care of it? Maybe they didn't care for the Aaron of Yosef. The pasuk says, "Vayul ben Yosef v'nachla." Rashi says, "Amma benachal losam kavru the chava yalem." It meant a lot to them, the kever of Yosef. So why did they? Right, they didn't care about the Atzamas. They didn't bring the Atzamas with them. Oh yeah. He had a question, but like upon him, they knew all the people were still there, but wanted to take with them. Okay, like upon him, the question is, see, they cared about it. So the Gemara says, my answer is each kasha. The Gemara says, Amru nichaloi kvoidei b'merubim yaisim matim, v'su amru nichaloi kvoidei b'gdolim yaisim ektanim. The second kasha answers first. We're saying that it's bigger covered for the merubim, which means Klal Yisrael take care of the atzamos, than the mu'atim, which are the children to take care of it. And why did Klal Yisrael take care of it from the beginning? Vesu amar nichaloi covered v'gedolim yosef v'ktanim. It's a bigger covered for the gedolim more than the ktanim. Kavru v'shchem. So come on, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, because the God Adar take care of it. That was a bigger covered for Yosef HaTzadik. We'll continue on the next recording, right?